Today, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the first day of the month of Shvat, this day is actually recorded in the Torah, in the Chumash, at the very beginning of the book of Deuteronomy of Devarim. Because this day, as it says there, is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses began saying the book of Deuteronomy. Hoyel Moshe Beres Aterazes Berhetev. Today, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is where Moshe began saying the book of Deuteronomy, and it took him about 5 weeks approximately until the 7th of Adar when he passed away. And of course, we know that what makes Deuteronomy significant, the book of Devarim, different than the four books that precede it, is that as opposed to the first four books of the Chumash, Bereishis, Shmos, etc., Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, those first four books are all written in third person, and God said to Moshe, and God said to Abraham. The fifth book, Devarim, Deuteronomy, is written in the first person. Moshe is talking. The whole book of Devarim is essentially one long soliloquy that Moshe is talking. And God commanded me to tell you. And now, Israel, what does God command of you? It's a whole book of Moshe talking in the first person. Now you might ask, as the Hasidic books do, what's the difference? Seemingly the first four books also were transmitted to us from God, but through Moshe. But the difference is that in the first four books, Moshe was nothing other than like a microphone of God. When a person speaks through a microphone, the microphone is literally just a conduit through which you hear the person speaking. But the book of Devarim, which is not less Torah, it's as much God's infinity as all the first four books. But here, what does it mean that Moshe is speaking in the first person? It's that the infinite light of God that's in Torah became enclosed in the mind of Moshe. And then he was speaking as if he's speaking in first person. Which, of course, externally seems to be like a descent. Because now the Torah is becoming enclosed in the mind of Moshe and he's talking in the first person. And more than that, as the sages explain, that on this day of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when the Torah says that Moses explained the Torah Berhetiv, he actually taught the Torah in all 70 languages of the world. It didn't just remain in Lashon Kodesh, in the holy tongue, in the language of the Torah, but rather he began speaking all the different languages, which also seems externally to be a descent. And of course, as is explained, this is a preparation. What happened on this day is a preparation for what would happen in generations after that, which, number one, there would be lesser prophets. And then finally, the sages of the Talmud, and even later generations, that wouldn't anymore be speaking in prophecy. They wouldn't at all be receiving the word of God, but seemingly talking from their own minds all the way up to us today. When we speak Torah, we speak from our own minds. And we speak in many different languages. We speak in English and a lot of different languages. So it's all externally seems to be a descent. But only externally, it's not true. These seeming external descents of the form, the structure, the language, the method and the way that Torah is being presented now is still essentially God's infinite revelation. The fact that Torah is now being spoken by Moshe in the first person, and later on by sages of the Talmud and by us, we're talking from our own minds and in our own languages. So externally, it seems like Torah has descended into methodologies and languages that are much lower, so to speak, than the Torah's pristine state. Says Chassidus, it's not any less Torah, it's still exactly the same infinite light, because the opposite, dafka through the Torah, descending externally, entering these external garments of foreign languages and intellectual expositions of Torah, no longer prophecy, and yet essentially it remains God's infinity. This is the revelation of God's essence, before whom infinity and finitude are equally He. Yes, God is revealed at Sinai when there's thunder and lightning and fire descending from heaven, but when a six-year-old kid reads a pasuk in Chumash or a Mishnah, it's as much Gilui Or Ein Sof, it's as much a revelation of God's infinity. When any one of us in our own language learns Torah with our own minds, it's as much God as when the Ten Commandments were said. And the opposite, it reveals that God's essence is equally in the finite and the darkness as much as in the infinite and the light. And that's what allows God to reach down into our lives, into our finitude. And therefore, on this day of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, in this month of Shvat, when Moshe said Mishneh Torah, we have to take the inspiration that the more we're able to bring God into what seems like externally a descent, more mundane, lower places, more seemingly simple aspects of our lives, that reveals even more essence of God, which is beyond all parameters, until eventually Mashiach, who is called Ben Parzi, the son of the one that breaks through all boundaries, will come, and we will see the thunder, lightning, and fire of God's infinity in every single word we spoke as we are, who we are, where we were, with the coming of Mashiach.